I'm not going to try to get into a subject this morning. But I would kind of like to recap a little bit what we've heard this weekend. Because I really and truly feel like the Lord has blessed this series of meetings. Amen. And I believe that He has blessed it particularly for this church. Mm-hmm. Now, it would have been, these lessons would have been good for a lot of churches. But we've been praying that the Lord would bless us with what we need. I mean, listen, hey, it's our meeting. I've been praying the Lord to bless our meeting, right? And I believe you have too. And so we've had not a lot of the doctrinal, you know, the basic points of doctrine. We've had a lot of practical. Now, we had a good lesson this morning on a basic point of being born again. And many other things, but it's been a lot of practical admonition, a lot of practical teaching, a lot of good, sound, powerful, practical. And when I say powerful, what I mean is if we will hear it, if we will lay it to heart, if we will apply it, there can be a lot of fruit that will come forth from what we've heard this weekend. And that is what brings glory to God. Now, what's our job? As disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, what is our job? For Christ to be seen in us, for His light to shine from us, and for us to give glory to God. So, as I've asked many times, how much, if you look, think back over this past week, how much of our time was used wisely and brought glory to God? Or we've been busy seeing to our own needs. That's where the power is, applying this word to our lives, bringing glory to God. We've heard about judge not, and how so many people want to run to that verse of scripture and say, don't judge me. You know, you're a Christian, don't judge me. Well, we also heard judge righteous judgment. God, you know, look not upon the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. This word gives us what we need to judge righteously. We heard about loving our enemies. Anybody need that lesson? I do. You know, there's things going on in the world today that's probably one of the last things we want to think about is loving some of these folks that's doing some of these things. But if we're going to be Christ-like, that doesn't mean acceptance. That doesn't mean condoning what they're doing. That means doing what would be good for them. And what could be better for them than to pray for them that the Lord would open their eyes and convict them of the wrong that they're advancing? So many good lessons this weekend. After we conclude this service and have our lunch, it'll be time for us to gather back in here for communion. This do, he says, in remembrance of me. I hope we can enjoy our fellowship during the noon hour, but I also want us to realize that we have this communion service coming up. Lay it to heart. You know, it's just not a, oh yeah, we need to do communion. No. We approach that table considering ourselves, realizing the only worthiness we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ, what He's done for us. You know, that service represents His flesh and His blood. I like to think about His person and His work, who He is and what He did for us. And when we examine that and realize how unworthy we are, and yet God chose a people. He loved that people. He loved us enough to send his son to this world to suffer and die to redeem us from our sins. We have complete forgiveness of our sins through the blood of Jesus. His broken body and his shed blood. May God help us to truly reverence him as we go through that service. May God bless you, as our prayer.